You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Candace Wiggins, and you are dishing and splishing.
Basically, this came as, first of all, it's a collaborative project. I worked with Angela Taylor, and, I really got inspired from the Stanford Alumni Center. They go on these trips, around the world, and they bring professors, and it's really awesome. But I wanted to have an experience of my own, so I had to start thinking and conceptualizing. Okay, what can we do to make people see the places that I've seen and the way I've seen it? And I know that basketball is a universal thing. People love basketball in all over the world, and so I know that basketball, my fans, that's kind of what connects everyone to me is basketball. They love watching me play and all that stuff. And so I was thinking, okay, I would love to bring the fans of America that I love so much that I just, and fans from everywhere, from whether it's in La Jolla or Stanford or Minnesota or I don't know if I have fans in Atlanta, I would love to bring everybody who can, and it is an experience. It's a special type of unique thing. Overseas, this trip in 2011 is going to be in Spain, which I have to say, first of all, Spain is like, I'm excited to go back. This is really, it's kind of like people need to see where women's basketball players, where they go, what it looks like, what it feels like when we are living in these countries playing basketball. A lot of times, people have this, narrow perception of what exactly goes on. And I have all these stories. I have all these places that I want people to see because, you really can't get the feeling of another culture until you've gone there, but also gone there with people who know the culture as well. So I want to take fans, take anyone who wants to just even travelers. People love to travel. When you travel with people, you get to know them more. I'm going to be on the trip myself. We're all going to travel together to Spain, 10 days, and we're going to go. I played in Valencia, Rose Casares, which was we were the best team in Spain. So I still have great, loyal ties to Rose Casares, love them. And I would love to go to Madrid, Valencia, and it's booming with so much culture that it's almost like you have to, experience it. I want even, we could see where I lived, and we could walk to the gym and see a game and see a practice and see what Spain is like when you're living there. We could meet, meet people that I met when I was there. And I think best of all, though, the thing that should bring people to Spain, honestly, is the food. It's, to me, in my opinion, the best in the world, the Spanish food. And, Greek food is really good, too, and now I'm feeling all guilty from all the other countries. All the other countries have great food, too, but Spanish, the food to me in the Mediterranean, flavors, all that stuff, I would love people to just eat, a meal, made in Spain and just experiencing the culture overseas. And all and it's like, I think I wanted to just continue that, and that's really what the Canceling of Overseas experience is. The trip will be taking place in October, and we have a website already you can find out so much more about it. That was just the trip from my perspective, but, you can learn more, and it's www.travelwithcandace.wordpress.com. So, go on the site and really see, and I think, the website Travel with Candace, that's another experience of its own. I think a lot of if my fans feel as though, they can't, stay connected to me or I'm always on the go, I'm kind of like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I'm like, where in the world is Candace Sandiego? So, it's like, catch me if you can, but this is a way we can all travel together. I'll be there. I'll be, leading. I'm probably be leading the tour because I know, it's going to have stories to tell, really funny stories, sad stories. It'll be fun. It'll be really getting to know me on a personal level, but traveling and seeing the world, and I promise it. There's nothing like being in a different country. But at this end too, this is really important. My favorite professor at Stanford, I revere him. He is just so more than a mentor to me. He's so awesome. His name is Clay Carson, and he is a professor of history at Stanford, and he's the director of the King. He's the editor of Martin Luther King's papers. He's just this, I took his class my freshman year. Most intimidating class, most amazing class. We bonded. He's a huge basketball fan, and he told me he's going to, he wants to come on the trip. And so having someone like even Clay Carson, the professor at Stanford, he's a history professor, you know, he's going to, people like that I want to bring on the trip too, so that, you know, he can share his, you know, his knowledge of, and his, that's going to also enhance the trip as well. I just wanted to put that in there too. So it's really going to be one of those trips that's special, that has people there, that is going to, that's what's going to make the trip fun, you know?